Welcome to Sexy Body, Saucy Soul, where women get empowered to ask for and receive what they truly want in love, life, and business, and where we bring you conversations with inspiring women and men who share their juicy tips and secrets to how they created their version of success. I am your host, Anna Kowalska, and I really want to thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for tuning in live. Thank you for listening when we stream after the show, and thank you for taking time to download the show after. You guys are my inspiration. You inspire me to find the talents and guests I bring in just for you. So thank you. And today we have with us sexy and sassy Pia Silva from Worst of All Design. Pia has been a friend, and I saw her business blossom with their amazing gifts that they bring into it with her husband, Steve. And Pia has actually quite a past in a... She has an MBA in business. She also worked in sales and marketing. Hold on, I want to make sure I get all your accolades right. She graduated from a Wesleyan University, and she worked as a VIP of sales and marketing. She worked for a purchasing department. She was hired as a partner for a cafe in Brooklyn, and she currently manages and is a partner. Are you a partner? Yes, in Worst of All Design. And you guys are doing some badass stuff with brands.
Thank you so much for having me, Anna.
Thank you for being here. So much fun. So, first of all, I love that you guys call your company Worst of All Design. I mean, that takes guts. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. So, you know, we really love the name because it kind of it throws people off. And we love that it really... It gets a visceral reaction from everyone I tell, and a lot of people love it, and a lot of people say, why would you name your company Worst of All Design? And, you know, we're really just telling people, like, we're not afraid to be different. We're not afraid to think outside the box. That's really our philosophy for the way that we work with our businesses. Mm-hmm. So we really, that's like a litmus test from the beginning when people say, you know, why would you call yourself Worst of All Design? I say, it's okay, you're not my client, because our clients think it's really badass. and so that's, you know, that's why we love the name, and that's why the name is really, we've grown into it. It originated because my partner and the creative director of my company's last name is Wasterval. Mm-hmm. And it's a play on his name from a very long time ago that just evolved and, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
Very authentically us.
Yeah. And it so resonates with me because I picked a name for my company, Sexy Body Sassy Soul, and I got the same reaction. People either love it or scratch their head. Mm-hmm. So, and I think it's so indicative of how you guys work that you are that courageous to actually pick that name and say, okay, that's our brand. And you do some badass stuff. So tell us about... we're going to be talking a lot about branding today because I think it's so important in a world that's so busy and so loud and noisy everywhere you look, social media, on the streets. So it's really important to stand out and be somebody that you are uniquely as a company or as a person. And that's what the brand allows to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's part of what the name is too. And, you know, I tell people we create badass brands that show you off, and it throws people off in a way that really resonates and they remember us. So that's, you know, that's one tactic. Yeah. When you're branding a company or branding yourself.
Yeah. I love how you say, you, let me just find a sentence because you are so good at it too. So you guys build brand as brands that show off companies and serve as a springboard for future growth.
Yeah,
I think this just says it all, right?
Thanks.
That's perfect. So how did the whole path of you creating brands start?
Well, my partner, who is also my husband, mm-hmm. He is first and foremost an artist. He went to school for art history and fine art. He's a mm-hmm. painter. He's an amazing painter. Amazing illustrator. Beautiful work. And he was an artist for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, just living off his art. sounds more romantic probably than it is. He and I actually sold art on the street in Soho and in Union Square for a while, living the artist life. That was fun. But he also then afterwards went to graphic design school because his family is from Holland and mm-hmm. they're all in very much in design. If you know anything about the yes. Dutch, they're all very designy. And so his cousin suggested, you know, you might really enjoy this. So he went to school for it and he fell in love with it. And it's just another expression of his art is how he sees mm-hmm. it. So we actually went on this soul searching trip a couple years ago into the Caribbean. We went and lived on a farm, no electricity, no clocks or phones or computers for about 4 months. And we really just wanted to see if that life was for us. We lived in paradise on the beach with, you know, just what you need to get by and books. And it was an amazing experience. And while we were there, we realized, like, we love Brooklyn and we love to work and I love being productive. I'm from New York City. And we kind of, as we were there, we said, we want to go home and we want to just go full force. We're going to start this business and we're going to make it something beautiful that we really like create something we love to make our lives really.
Wow, how special.
Yeah. So that's where it was birthed, in Tortola in the British Virgin Islands.
And it's a perfect expression of creating your success your own way. You guys bring in two beautiful parts of to this business, right? Steve with creative aspect of it and you with a really strong background in business and really, really a go-getter attitude, which I love.
Yeah, I mean, my passion has always been for small businesses and projects mm-hmm. and, you know, implementing ideas I have as soon as I have them. And, you know, Steve is this amazing creator. And I just really saw a kind of opportunity around him. I said, you know what? And he could never work in a corporate office to begin with. So I said, you know, this is perfect. You know, you'll work with me and I'll find you work. And that's kind of how it started. I just said, I'll find you freelance work and we'll just live, you know, we'll work out of our house. It'll be, you know, that'll be great. And it kind of really quickly evolved into, wow, we can actually have a company out of this.
And yeah. And now you guys have employees working for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. We have a little team back at our studio in Greenpoint. And it's a really beautiful thing. I would never have imagined it would be here. I've almost arrived somewhere I didn't even anticipate. Mm-hmm. And so now I see so many more opportunities than I think I would have even a year ago.
Yeah. Wow. Because you stepped into a higher place for yourself too, right?
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, you don't always take the time to really think that big. So right. Now that I've achieved something I never really even imagined, now it's like, whoa, well, what else can we do with this? You know, I mean, the sky's the limit. So it's really exciting.
And you guys work with some really pretty cool companies. If you, to our listeners, if you guys want to go check it out, it's a worstofalldesign.com. Can you spell it for us?
Yep. It's spelled just like it sounds. Worst of all is, it's one word, worst of all, worstofall, and then design, design, .com.
Perfect. So if you guys want to check out some of the work that you guys have done, it's
yeah, I think it's badass.
Yeah, it's really badass. So I know we're going to get into the whole process because I really want to ask you about is you guys have done it for a while now and you created this amazing process to put people through to really get the essence of their brand, right? Mm-hmm. For the company. And we'll get into personal brand too because I think it's so important.
Sure.
But you have an amazing system in place to now really get somebody from where they are, which doesn't say much. Mm-hmm. And our listeners will be able to see it on the website to really reflect badass mission.
Yeah, I mean, most of our clients, when we meet them and we start to talk to them and interview them and get mm-hmm. into the details, you know, they all have amazing stories and amazing value to offer that you usually would never know until you really start to talk to them. Mm-hmm. And it's like an incredible joy for us to identify those things and say, oh my God, but if you just said this, everybody would then, you know, you'd pull them in with that, you know, and if you just had this on your website or, you know, you said this when you met someone or gave them your card or whatever, you know, way they interact with you, it would completely transform your business because you already have something that's so valuable. Mm-hmm. And most people, obviously, they're not branding experts. They don't think about it. They're not communicating that.
Right.
To everyone else. So they're like, there's so many opportunities like lost is how I see it. So it's incredibly fun for us because we like all we have to do is like help them show it off. And that's mm-hmm. really what we're facilitating is that them, you know, being them, their great selves and helping them show everybody that they're so great.
Is it because we are so emotionally attached to whatever we bring in out there that we can't see the language that people would respond to?
Well, that's definitely true. I mean, we're all kind of lost in our own heads, and we, you know, we express the things that we think are really important. Mm-hmm. And we're not usually thinking about how other people are thinking about what we're saying. So a lot of our clients, for example, when you go, if you go to someone's website, generally they'll be speaking about, you know, the history of their company, you know, founded in 1996. We did the, you know, and I say to them, do you think anyone coming to your website cares that you were founded in 1996? That's the first three words of your website, you know, and then they go, oh, I never even thought of it like that, you know? Tell them from the beginning, like, what you have to offer them that's so exciting, and it'll transform your business. Wow. And probably your life and the way you interact with people.
Yeah, you're right. And I've seen that, actually. I've seen that when people change how they're being seen, mm-hmm. like they actually see how they show up, right, in their business. Mm-hmm. It changes how they choose to know. Right?
Yeah.
Reflect what they say. That's awesome. Okay, so I know first segment is up. It just time flies by. We are talking today to Pia Silva from Worst of All Design. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Pia has a special gift. And then we'll dig in a little bit into the system. And we'll direct you guys to the gift that Pia has for you so you can walk with us through that. We'll be right back with Sexy Body Sassy Soul and Pia Silva from Worst of All Design.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Do you need a business plan that can guide your company's growth? Covenant 7 will help bring the changes you need. We are small business consultants, and we pay attention to the details you may miss. Our coaching and consultant services are guaranteed to lead to right growth for your business. Call us at 917-833-4860 for a no-obligation free consultation. Check out our website at www.covenant7.com.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Everywhere you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neosage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neosage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking
Alternative. When I'm blowing out the candles and when people start to sing, I will always cross my fingers tight. Remember everything, but I always make my wishes for the same thing every time. If I live to be 100, if I ever get it right.
And welcome back to Sexy Body Sassy Soul. You are listening to TalkingAlternative.com, and we are here today with Pia Silva from Worst of All Design talking about badass brands. Just love saying it, so I have to keep saying it.
I know, I love it.
So right before we went on a break, we are promised a little gift that you have for, it's actually a very special gift for our listeners. So would you mind sharing the link that they can go to actually download what you created just for you guys?
Yeah. So if you go to worstofalldesign.com/sassy, you'll see we have an offer just for you. Enter your email address and we'll give you this. It's a PDF that has a section of questions that we actually ask all of all of our clients, and it really gets them thinking and talking about, you know, who they are and why they're special. And I do think it'll help you shift gears when you're thinking about how you're presenting yourself, because you're thinking about it from the other side. So this is a list of our questions, and actually we've never given them to anyone before. So
this is
a first. Yeah. And they're really, some of them might be tough, but I think, you know, if it's tough, it means it's a really good question to answer.
Right. It actually is going to do its work.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah.
Can you just give URL one more time?
worstofalldesign.com/sassy.
Awesome. So you guys go and download a special gift from Pia and Steven from Worst of All Design. So before we go, before I ask you some questions about just the process and the system that you have in place, what is a brand?
A brand. So everyone has a different definition of this because it's such a broad idea. We say it is everything that somebody touches when they interact with your company. Mm-hmm. So all of your company's touch points, and what they make up in general. So, you know, it usually should come down to one specific idea, that's really, really clear. And that specific idea will influence everything you put out there, from how everything looks to how you speak to people, to how they interact with you at your office, to how your employees interact with you and your customers. It really should be all encompassing. So a brand is the idea and motivation that your business uses to grow.
Wow. So when you use all those terms, and I know we spoke about it, when you use all those terms, it sounds so big. Like, I think about Apple being a brand, or just big companies. Nike, it's a brand. But I know that it's really, really important, even for small businesses, to have an idea of what brand they are, right? So when should the business start thinking about becoming a brand and thinking of themselves as brand worthy?
Well, every business is brand worthy. That's first. You know, I think that it's something that evolves over time. As a business grows, there are going to be more company touch points that will inform and communicate the brand essence. But, you know, when you're first starting a business and you are a solopreneur, it's really about, you know, what do you stand for, and what is your business about, and really finding a clear and exciting way to communicate that. So, for example, you know, when somebody, a wedding photographer, for example, if you ask someone, oh, what do you do? If you say, I'm a wedding photographer, that would be saying what you do. Mm-hmm. But your brand might be, you know, I capture the incredible moment when somebody, you know, falls in love and weds their soulmate, you know, and that's a beautiful idea and picture, and really creates an emotional engagement with the person you're speaking with, and also sets you apart from every other wedding photographer. There's tons of wedding photographers, right? So this is what makes you special.
And it did sound so pretty.
It did sound pretty. I mean, I want that person.
Right? I would hire somebody who says that versus I'm a wedding photographer.
I know you.
Right? Thank you. So it sounds like it serves as like, not even a backbone, but it's like a map, right? Like, this is who we are, and every decision is based on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And it also, you know, it helps to have the idea of your brand. And, you know, we also, when we develop brands for clients, we also create brand guidelines that include visual, you know, guidelines that you should follow. And all of these things, if you use them to inform every decision you make, your brand will be stronger and stronger. So every time someone interacts with you, if you're giving the same message with visuals that are consistent over time, you create an incredibly strong relationship with that person. Apple, because you mentioned it, is such a great example, because everything they have is so consistent. It's this white, slick look. It's all about being think different and super, you know, forward thinking. And if you saw something from Apple that didn't look like that, it would completely throw you off.
Yeah, you probably would question authenticity of the product.
You would probably
right?
just assume that it was somebody else. I mean, at this point, because Apple is so huge and it's so, you know, universal. But, you know, small businesses can do that too. I mean, it's very powerful, and it makes you look like a more established and professional company, because that's what professional companies do.
So even a one-woman show could start thinking about who am I as a brand, right?
Absolutely. Everyone can think about it. And the questionnaire that I'm giving away really like helps you think about those questions you might not be thinking about.
And no matter where your company is in the moment, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, a business can be you and the services you offer and the way that you present it. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of service-based companies are really, it's the information is in your head. So it's really just about how you're communicating it with other people, because you know what you have is special. It's about getting other people to understand that it's special enough that they're interested in talking to you further about it and potentially working with you.
Right. So is that when people talk about like being on the brand, right? I hear all the time.
Being on brand.
Yeah, being on brand. Is that like indicative of following whatever message you're putting out there to be?
Yeah, absolutely. Consistent? That's okay. What that means. So being on brand is you know, our main message is about this, again, like this beautiful life moment when two soulmates come together at their wedding. Mm-hmm. So then every decision you make should indicate that that's or be influenced by that idea. So you wouldn't want to have some skull and bones on I think the most ridiculous thing, you know, that would really undermine your brand in that situation.
So it sounds like it makes it easier once you decide on what your brand is, at least loosely, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to get going. It sounds like it makes it easier to make choices.
It makes it easier and it gets really fun, because then when you're walking around, you can see things. You're like, oh my God, that is so part of my brand. And I can bring, you know, like I can add that, or you have ideas. It almost, you know, creativity can be a really daunting experience, right? You can to create something from nothing is a little overwhelming. But when you have a vision and a road that you're on, then it almost inspires creativity in a lot of ways, because you'll see things that connect to you and it'll give you an idea, and it's more specific, I guess. So it
almost like focuses you, right? On like, okay, this is right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Focus.
You know, Steve is a painter, and so I watch him obviously paint a lot. And you know, the blank canvas is sometimes a really hard, difficult thing. So sometimes, you know, he'll go out and he does this a lot, walk around Brooklyn and look for inspiration. And when he sees something, then it's like, you know, maybe he'll just decide like, I'm going to go just look at like graffiti and street art and look for inspiration. When he sees it, then he goes with it. But that's, you know, very much in line with what, you know, he can't just create from nothing. It's very difficult to do for anyone.
Wow. Okay. So with this brand, right?
Yes.
Let's say we're talking to, because I think it's easier for a larger company, because they already have some kind of an idea. Sometimes it might be difficult because you have to scratch where you are, right?
Right.
But let's say it's a smaller business, because I most of the people that I talk to are smaller businesses, and they have few employees, and they kind of created, they think they have a brand, and then it's kind of not consistent, I guess, because it's all over the place, right? So they have a logo that looks this way, and then they create different products that look different way. What's the first thing that somebody in that place could be, where they have like all these products that somehow tie into their message, but then they don't look consistent? What can they do to bring it all together without revamping everything?
Well, I think what you want to do is first take a step back and think about why people are buying your product, or why they care about your product specifically, and why they should care. So if you have multiple products, what is the consistent reason across all products that somebody would be interested in your business's products? If they're so different that there is no consistent message, you might want to think about putting them in two different businesses, because it will feel forced if you're forcing it. But generally, I mean, if you make fancy soaps, then, you know, it makes sense to also make fancy soap dishes or fancy, you know, body wash or something. So, you know, and then what's that about? That might be about, making people feel good, and, you know, that like luxurious feeling when you shower with something that makes your skin soft, you know, and then thinking about that experience that people are having. And then how do I translate that? Because that's what you're selling. You're not selling soap. You're selling the experience of soft skin and how luxurious you feel. So maybe it's about indulgence. And so it starts to become a conversation about like, what's the emotional experience people are having when they're buying this? And how do I tap into that and let them know that that's what I'm selling? And you know, it requires a long conversation to really get there sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's easier than others because some people are more in touch with that experience than others. But it's incredibly exciting when you finally figure out what it is, because it's authentic. It is already in there. It's about mm-hmm. figuring out what it is. It's not about creating it.
Right.
And every single business and every single product has that in it. You just have to find out what it is.
Which is going to, it's such a beautiful segue to a whole idea of business having its own soul and being its own identity. I'm so connected to that idea of just business has its soul
mm-hmm.
and help, if you help it find, it might help you with a brand. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'd love Pia's reflection on that. And how is the business's soul connected to the owner's soul?
Absolutely.
It'll be okay. Absolutely. Awesome. So we'll help you guys figure that out when we come back. We're talking to Pia Silva from Worstival Design. She has a special gift for you at worstivaldesign.com/sassy. And we'll be right back with Sexy Body, Sassy Soul.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloan Wainwright.
We're the hosts of the new Thursday morning show, The Music
Power, Power Hour,
at 11 a.m.
We're going to have fun
and shine the light on all aspects of music
and its limitless healing possibilities.
We're going to invite artists to share their songs and play live.
We'll be listening and talking about great music from yesterday to today.
So you're invited to share in our musical conversation.
Your ears will be delighted with the sound of music
and our voices. Join Austin
and Sloan
live Thursdays at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
With Sexy Body, Sassy Soul. You're listening to TalkingAlternative.com, and we are chatting about badass brands with Pia Silva from Worstival Design. And that was actually Madonna, and I thought about playing Madonna because she is just like Apple. She's a brand. She's a person, but then there's this whole other entity that's her art, right? Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the question I asked before, because it occurred to me as I was working with my clients recently that, and I read it somewhere too, which totally confirmed it. There is a person that creates a company, right? And they have a certain essence, certain message. They are a certain way that they show up to the world. But then there is this business they're creating that eventually, like, it has its own soul. Like, it wants to be a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
So can we talk about, like, what that means to a brand? And what do you think about
that? Sure. Well, I think that your personal brand and your personality is usually, you know, when you start a business, that kind of becomes the default brand because right. you are your only brand ambassador mm-hmm. and you're going around selling your goods. So it's however people see you is kind of how they're going to see your business, mm-hmm. right? If you're someone who is always on time and super punctual and really reliable, they're going to think of your business like that. Which is great if you're really reliable and not so great if you're not very reliable. But, you know, the second you have other people selling your services mm-hmm. Or you have marketing materials out there or you are hiring someone to do marketing, all of those outside sources are going to need something concrete that they can also be able to express that brand. I think that, you know, authenticity is really important in branding mm-hmm. and that's a part of our process is really to dig deep and find the authentic value that exists in a company. Because if it's if it's manufactured, people can tell and yeah. it's not as interesting. But I think so a lot of our clients are kind of they're growing businesses and they're getting to that place where there are multiple people or companies that are putting them out there mm-hmm. and you want all of those people to be putting out the same message. So mm-hmm. that's when a brand comes in and the soul of the business. You want everyone to really understand that soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So do you have any examples of where you guys worked with a company that actually make that happen to bring out the soul of the
yeah well I'll talk about one that we're working on actually right now because it's cool. really exciting okay. We're branding Nomad, the neighborhood north of Madison Square Park. You know, north of 24th Street. So we came in, we're actually helping rebrand. They had an initial brand that wasn't really doing it for them. Mm-hmm. And there, you know, when we sat down with them to talk about the characteristics of the neighborhood, they were so excited. You know, they said, there's so much history here. This used to be the center of theater and restaurants and the arts and museums, you know, in the early 1900s. And now it's lost, but yes. a lot of the stuff is coming back. The Nomad Hotel, the Ace Hotel, there's a lot of really cool stuff going on there. And this area is one of the only areas in the city where there's a lot of live work permits. So there's tons of artists who are living and working in their lofts. So it's a really interesting mix of people and it's really eclectic. The sex museum is there. The yeah. math museum is there. It's a lot of cool restaurants opening up. Mm-hmm. And so we helped them find, and we designed the logo, we're designing the website right now, we helped them find that perfect match of both historical without feeling old and contemporary and modern so that it feels both like it is, you know, blossoming again, but mm-hmm. there is an element of that historical culture that yes. you know that people actually don't really know about. You know, I certainly grew up here and I didn't really know about that.
You're right. It is kind of like a forgotten center of New York City, right? There are all these neighborhoods that have their own vibe, but there is this
and it's
nomad.
Yeah, it's like no man's land yeah. almost, but actually it's a really great and awesome neighborhood with a lot of really cool things to offer. So you know, and it's not like a lot of the other neighborhoods around it. So, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of informing the visuals, what we ended up doing was picking kind of a slightly Art Deco font mm-hmm. and updating it and modernizing it. Mm-hmm. And the logo mark, which we're super excited about, is it's the map of where Nomad is, but it's also an N. And so it's got this like dual meaning to it. But really what the brand itself is really coming out of that like cultural, lots of artistic and creative people mm-hmm. Coming back to a place where there was a lot of vibrant cultural stuff, you know, in the early 1900s. So it's a really cool, a really cool vibe.
That is a super, super exciting project to be
yeah,
a part of.
Yeah, we're really...
Yeah. And what an honor for you guys to be involved with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of the neighborhood businesses are kind of going to be involved in promoting it because it really helps all the neighborhood businesses,
right.
you know,
awesome.
And people don't know too much about that area, but I think tourism is starting to pick up there too. So
yeah.
it's exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Plug in for Nomad.
Yeah. Nomad. Nomad's awesome. We love Nomad.
So you mentioned a font. Let's talk a little bit about what goes into a brand. what are the components of a brand people should think about when they are just starting or rebranding?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, you want to figure out what that emotional message is, mm-hmm. right? So what do you stand for, and what is the emotion that you're going to trigger when you put your message out there? However you put it out there, visuals, when you speak, on your text, in your marketing materials, whatever it is, what's that one emotional idea? Mm-hmm. And then everything else comes from that. So obviously your logo is a crucial part of it. And visually, a logo is all of your visuals summed up into one little place, right? So mm-hmm. then you take your logo, and we design all the marketing materials. So you definitely need business cards. And I really highly recommend very high quality business cards. I think it says a lot about your business when things that you hand out are very high quality. You need a website. We all know that. Mm-hmm. But your website should really reflect how your business cards look, and your logo should be consistent on all three of these. And then of course, social media is hugely important. Again, I see a lot of companies, and I think, I'm not sure why, but it's easy enough for it to become inconsistent very quickly. So mm-hmm. your logo might look different on your Facebook and might look different on your Twitter. And yes. all of a sudden it really breaks the strength of the brand that you created. And then, you know, all of your copy should really be enhancing that idea.
Okay. So is there an easy, quick trick to keeping it consistent?
Easy and quick. I mean, just being aware of the fact that it needs to be consistent is probably immensely helpful. Mm-hmm. For our clients, we give them everything packaged, so that even if they don't need, so like when we finish a logo, we'll give them a folder with their logo file in every possible imaginable form,
really?
For print, for web, for social media, the raw files, and some of these files, and we give them a piece of paper that actually explains what all the files are. So some of them, it's like, you don't have the program to open this, you aren't going to need this, but if you ever work with a printer, they're going to need this file. And so we just tell them that, you know, because this way you own your brand materials. Mm-hmm. So that's important.
That's great. So it's the visual, it's the emotional message. What else goes into a brand?
Well, this tends to be a little more when the company starts to get larger, but a brand really influences how company culture works. So, mm-hmm. you know, we hear about Google's company culture a lot, mm-hmm. but that really, that's a great example. You know, they have delicious food for free for all their staff all the time. They have you know, skateboards and play areas and pool tables. And, you know, that's part of their company culture, because that's part of their brand, is that they're mm-hmm. this fun, forward thinking, young, energetic company. So, a brand can really influence how your staff interacts with your company. And also that makes them brand ambassadors. So then they go out and they're talking about your business, mm-hmm. Based on that idea, which is powerful, because your staff is also your Salesforce. Yeah. So,
and it's not even probably Salesforce, but it's maybe other people who believe in your brand, right? Who want to pass a message on and say, hey, check out this company, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And these days it's really like, people really like to work with companies they like. Mm-hmm. So when your company resonates with someone, they're much more interested in kind of being a part of it. I mean, that's kind of how I see my company. It's like, we have lots of parties and events, and mm-hmm. like, we have a lot of fun, you know? We're not looking for clients all the time. We're really looking for people to just kind of like join our community, because
fun
that's
with.
Fun. Yeah. I mean, because what's the point of all this if you can't have fun with it?
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And that's where the brand, right, starts to get even stronger.
Right. That brand might not work so well for a, you know, litigation attorney. So
that's a very good point.
Although you could be the party litigation attorney, you know, I mean, maybe that's your brand. I have to think about that.
That's actually a really quality point, that there are different kinds of brands. So do you guys have a particular clients that you like working with that are attracted to you, that you are mm-hmm. seeing?
Well, we're definitely, we get a lot of inquiries from people in the fashion industry, music, entertainment, food product, these very creative companies. Mm-hmm. But you know, I don't really limit it to an industry. All of our clients are badass people. They are looking to, they have vision, you know, they're looking to create something really cool, really different. You know, they want to push the envelope. And sometimes we have a little more corporate clients and we're not taking them anywhere too crazy. They just want, you know, they tell us, you know, we want something different and cool. Like, it can't be that cool because we're definitely a sophisticated professional mm-hmm. corporate client, but we want you guys to do it because we know you'll give it something special. Mm-hmm. So that's really, you know, people who are open-minded and excited to be different is really all of our clients, and industry is like not as much of an important quality.
Which again, just by calling a company, first of all, having courage in that and using badass brand in your tagline, yeah. that says right away, this is the kind of clients we would like to attract who actually have courage to maybe just step outside of the box a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, again, like I use the word badass because all of our clients want to be badass, you know? And if you don't want to be badass, we're just not the company for yeah. you. Because that's what we enjoy doing, you know? And that's where we get a lot of energy for the creative process is through that, like, you know, how can we make something really badass today?
Mm. So it does. So it's important to actually, when you're looking for company to create, to help you create a brand, because there are so many beautiful companies, mm-hmm. but it's really important to look at the company that's aligned with who you want to be. Your company want to be, right?
You definitely yeah. want to be aligned with them on some visionary point. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's branding companies in all different spheres that do all different kinds of things. And yeah, you're right. Like your personalities should match up so that you can get the best results.
Right. Like you said, a very conservative maybe bank might yeah. not want to work with it. Might not. I don't know. But
unless they want to be badass. We would love to make a badass bank brand. I think that would be really fun.
I would go to a badass bank to borrow money. I'll put my money into.
Me too. To trademark that.
Right? Actually kind of sounds good too.
Yeah. Badass bank.
That's awesome. So we are talking to Pia Silva from Worst of All Design today. And again, Pia has a very, very special gift for you guys, our listeners, at worstofalldesign.com/sassy. And when we come back on our last segment, can we dig into a couple questions as a parting gift? Can we dig into a couple questions that could really make a difference?
Absolutely.
Awesome. We'll be right back with Sexy Body Sassy Soul on talkingalternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, @MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Already dear, you know you're still number one.
we are back with Sexy Body Sassy Soul on TalkingAlternative.com. And today we're talking about badass brands with Pia Silva from Worst of All Design. And on a break, we had a curious conversation about what badass really means. Can you clarify that for us?
Badass is, it's about being yourself to the extreme. It's about, you know, being authentic and you, and not worrying too much about what other people think. That's kind of my, I mean, it's funny to say that because, like, obviously when you're branding something, it's all about what other people think, but right. It's finding that authenticity. You know, it's about being edgy. It's about being cool. It's about being whatever edgy and cool means to you, though. You know, that's not a strict definition by any means.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. I love that. Whatever edgy means to you. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. What's your edge?
What's your
we bring
edge?
You there?
Yeah.
So you shared with us an amazing gift, which when you told me, I was flabbergasted, because you're actually giving us all the questions that you are leading your clients through, which are really, really potent. It's a huge, crucial part of the branding process you go through. And you guys can go and download it at worstofalldesign.com/sassy. And my dear, would you mind sharing with us right now one of the questions, if it's just one or two questions that somebody
sure.
could ask themselves to see if they are on brand, to see if their brand is authentic?
Well, one of the questions from the download is, how do you want to be perceived by your target audience or mm-hmm. by each of your target audiences? May seem obvious, but most people aren't really thinking about that. Like, really, how do you want them to see you? But I'm going to also tell you another question that didn't make it on this list.
A
bonus tip. So this is a really fun one. If there was a billboard of your company, what celebrity would be on the billboard and why? So we ask all of our clients this. It's a really fun question. We kind of ask it towards the end, you know, when after we've discussed a lot of things, and they start to think about, okay, any celebrity you could possibly have. And then we ask them why. And then they start to tell us the qualities about that person that they really like and they think really work with their brand. And what they're really doing is explaining what their brand is. Because any, you know, it's basically attaching their brand identity to that celebrity. And it's just a quirky way to think about it from a different perspective,
yeah.
but it's super fun.
That is actually a very, very cool way to go about it.
And then you can get that celebrity someday. Put them on a billboard for yourself.
Because we all have certain, yeah, that's great, right?
Yeah.
Create a vision. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, vision, exactly.
Because we all identify celebrities with something, right? They
all have brands.
Right.
And they all have people creating their brands too.
Exactly. So thus evoking certain things in us, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
absolutely.
So if you connect it, I think that's brilliant. So if you connect your client, right, to, mm-hmm. okay, who do you want on it? I was just thinking, I'm like, this is really brilliant. Who would my brand be? I think it's like Marilyn Monroe, but.
And that's what large companies, when they're picking a spokesperson for their company, they're thinking about that celebrity's brand and their brand and which ones are going to match up. So that's actually what they do.
Wow.
But it's a useful way to go about it yourself.
And it again, this is a question at even if you're just starting your own small business and it's just you in your living room, all the way to the top, Apple, Nike, same process, right?
Absolutely. Think big. You can't become big if you don't think big. So
that's actually a really good question. If you create a brand when you are a small company and you have a certain image, you might have a big vision, may not. You're creating a brand. Is there a certain time frame that you or certain events that you advise your clients to look at the brand to make sure that it's still authentic?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you should reevaluate your brand mm-hmm. constantly.
Okay.
That's not to say that you should change it, but you know, you always want to be looking at it and seeing if it's right. A lot of clients come to us for what I'll call a rebrand, but they'll come to us because they started a company out of their home, like we all do, by themselves. And then as they've had some level of success and they've started growing, they realize that they're still working with the materials that they started with, that they probably got very cheaply online or somebody made for them for a pack of beer or whatever it is. And now they're realizing that their current materials aren't really reflecting how well they're doing. It's actually holding them back. So that's generally when we start working with clients to rebrand them, because when we create a brand for them, it's not just a brand that reflects how successful they are right now, but it's a brand that they can really grow with. So that's why I say a springboard for future growth, a brand that is almost like giving them bigger shoes to fill. And it also completely changes the way that people interact with them, because a professional brand will make everyone will look at you completely differently than if your stuff looks cheap or kind of haphazardly put together. So that obviously, growth periods are really good times. On a larger scale, when you're starting to actually invest in marketing, that's a great time, because if you're going to spend a couple thousand dollars every single month marketing, you want to make sure that the materials you're putting out there through those marketing efforts are strong. So that's another time when people really start to invest in their brand, because they're about to make a very large investment over time. So they want to make sure that their brand is completely in order. And you know, there's something to be said about brand equity. When you've had a brand for a period of time, people start to know it. A lot of business owners get wary of changing anything about it. But if you have a large vision and your brand is wrong, best to change it as quickly as possible in the right direction, rather than hold on to a brand that might not be working for you, because you don't want to lose the brand equity that you have. So, I mean, I'm all about big vision. So I think if you've got a big vision, you know, go for it, instead of like kind of being fearful of losing something in the process.
Okay. Because you might actually be held back by it. And you're losing a lot.
You will
more.
Be held back by it if your brand is wrong. That's for sure.
I bet you've seen it. So what's one thing that you see most of your clients struggle with when, as they're working through the process with you? Like the one thing to look out for that's difficult for a business owner when they're rebranding or updating or...
I mean, sometimes when you do a really deep brand analysis and some clients will actually go further and go through market research and will survey clients and customers and potential customers. When you do that kind of work for a business, you might find out that the reason that people buy from them is not the reason they think people buy from them. And that can be a really hard thing to accept, because you've been operating under one assumption and you find out that nobody really cares, you know, how your soap is cheap. They care that it's soft or whatever it might be. So, internalizing that and accepting that change, and then putting in place materials and making changes that reflect that, that can be a scary thing to do, because change is difficult. Yeah. So, but I promise you, if you make decisions based on how your customers think about your company, it will take you farther than you imagined you could go. So that change is scary, but it's very powerful too.
How important, what's the difference, I shouldn't say how important, what's the difference between service-oriented companies that you work with and product-oriented companies that you work with?
Well, they're similar in the sense that we're looking for the same idea, right? So this product might do something for you, or a service might do, but it's still, it's always about that emotional engagement. So certainly from a business perspective, products can grow in a different way than a service business can, because you can grow exponentially with like very little marginal cost addition added to it. So it's just a matter of what kind of personality and idea you have.
Okay.
Is that?
Yeah, no, that's great. Just because I thought there are people who are our listeners, there might be some who have products and might be thinking, oh, I need a good brand, and some who have service and might think, oh, I may not, maybe brand isn't as important because I'm serving, because I'm selling something that's not tangible.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, it's the you know, when people buy, they buy in the same way every single time, you know, and they buy because something they, you know, the best way. And when you think about sales, like the best way to sell something to someone is to really figure out what they want and to show them what they're missing and how you're the perfect person to fill that need. And if you can make that argument well, they will always buy what you have, because you're solving a problem for them. And that's true with products and with With services. So it's, I mean, we do the same exact process for both kinds of companies, because it works equally well.
That's awesome. So, do you have any final reflections on, we touched upon so many different points and you shared so much with us with about brand, because I think it's a really huge topic too. And I think it's, again, so important in a world where there is so much noise.
Yeah, I agree. A couple of things. I would say simplicity is key. Simplicity is very difficult to achieve, but it's incredibly powerful. And things that feel very simple to you probably don't seem simple to other people. So you're very much inside your business. Mm-hmm. And we tend to overcomplicate things because we understand them so well. And we don't understand that other people don't understand them that well. So on that note, it's very important to have a third party help you with that.
Right.
Be it a company that you hire or friends that you know, you can just bounce ideas off of. So that's key. Even us as a branding company brought a branding company in to help us because we were too deep in it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I would say is quality. Simple materials that are high quality go much farther than complicated materials that are wrong or of low quality. It basically says, like, I don't care enough about my business, or I'm not doing well enough to invest in good quality products. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking specifically about business cards, but when I get very cheap business cards, to me, it's saying that I'm not doing very well, so I must not be good at what I'm doing. And it's really not that much more to get really nice business cards printed. So mm-hmm. that's a really easy way to go about it, but it mm-hmm. says a lot about how you treat your business and how you'll probably treat your clients or customers.
That's awesome. So stay as simple as possible. Make sure your message come across, right? Stay authentic, stay consistent.
And high quality.
High quality.
So that you don't have to compete on price, but you can compete on value.
Ooh, that's
because you're valuable.
That's right. That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Pia.
Thank you. Fun to be here with you, Anna.
Awesome. It was so fun to have you. And you shared so many amazing things with us. Again, Pia and Stephen have a gift for you guys at worstofalldesign.com/sassy. So go download it and definitely use it to help your business grow. And thank you again for being here with us today. We are speaking with Pia Silva from Worst of All Design. And if you have any questions after the show, find us on Facebook at sexybodysassysoul.com. You can always email me at anna@sexybodysassysoul.com. And we'll be chatting next week with Tony Coleman Brown about how to make your business grow with ease from the ground up. I'll see you, hear you guys next week, and stay sexy and sassy.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a female entrepreneur ready to break through? Join us at Sexy Body, Sassy Soul, where women are empowered to ask for and receive what they truly want in love, life, and business. Tune in Thursdays at noon Eastern Time to learn tips and juicy secrets from inspiring women and men who dare to define their success. Get inspired, stay motivated, and define your version of joy and success with Sexy Body, Sassy Soul, every Thursday at noon New York Time on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern, on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.